Hey, hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, get in here right now, because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, A Surprise Awaits the Mayor. As I look back on that day, I realize there were surprises in store for all of us. In the first place, as we came back from Africa aboard Captain Squinty's sailing ship, the April Blossom, and we're just a short distance off the coast of Florida, we were met by a helicopter that was bringing the mail. Captain Squinty made arrangements for us to go back to Miami on that helicopter. And when we got there, to Miami that is, that's when the mayor got a surprise. But as today's episode begins, we're all aboard the April Blossom looking at the helicopter.
Boy, look at that. Do you see what I see? It's a helicopter. Hey, now, what's that doing way over here over the ocean? It says U.S. Mail on the side. Is that helicopter bringing us mail?
It sure is, matey. Big John and Blubber must have heard it because here they come out of the galley.
Hey, what's that helicopter doing out here?
It's bringing us mail, Big John. Mail from home.
Look out,
here it comes.
Ahoy up there! Are you going to stand by?
Right. I'll circle around. The passengers are ready to come aboard.
Till the passengers come aboard. What passengers, Captain Squinty?
Well, there's room in that helicopter for three passengers, and I thought you and Big John and Blubber might like to fly to the mainland.
You mean fly in the helicopter? Wow. Hey, can we, Big John?
Well, sounds good to me. How about it, Mayor?
Why, sure. That'll give us a day or so in Florida before Captain Squinty gets there with Yuki and his plane. Fine. Sounds great. I love Florida.
So do I. Well, Sparky, if you have anything you want to take with you, you'd better go to your cabin and get it.
Okay, Big John, okay.
Well, it doesn't look like the lad has gotten together all the things he wants to take ashore, so what are we going to do now?
Well, Mayor, suppose you climb up the rope ladder that they've lowered out of the copter. Sparky will be back by the time you get up there.
All right, Buster. I'll just grab hold of this here rope ladder and See, that there helicopter seems to be pretty high up there, doesn't it, Buster?
Well, it's not so high, Mayor. It's just hovering a little bit up over our heads.
Yes. Yeah, well, up a go.
Okay, Big John. Everything's all right. I'm all ready. Come on, let's get aboard.
Oh, there's the lad. The lad's coming back, Buster. I'm quite sure that the lad would want to climb up the rope ladder first.
What's the matter there, Blubber? You afraid to climb up that rope ladder?
I am no such thing, Captain Squinty McGinney.
Well, then, go on up.
Well, now, just a minute. Just 1 minute, please. I don't want to cheat the lad out of any thrills.
Well, come on, what are we waiting for?
We're trying to talk Blubber into climbing up the rope ladder to the helicopter, lad, but he seems to be afraid.
Oh, now, Squinty, you stop saying that. Lad, I know how you like adventures and stuff, so you can go first. If you want to.
Oh, that's okay. I don't have to go first, Mayor. Go ahead.
Well, up I go. Big John, Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, Big John. I didn't even think about you. I bet you're just dying to climb up this here rope ladder first, aren't you?
No, not necessarily, Mayor. Doesn't make any difference to me when I climb up.
Doesn't, huh?
Will you stop fiddling around there, Blubber?
All right, Squinty. All right. I'm going.
Get away, Mayor. I knew you could do it. Come on up.
I'm going. Oh, who's twisting this here ladder?
There's nobody twisting it, Mayor.
You just don't know how to climb that there ladder, Mayor.
Just keep going, Mayor. You'll get to the top.
Oh, I hope you're right, lad. I hope you're right.
We'll hold it firm for you, Blubber. Just keep on climbing.
Okay, Sparky, why don't you start up the ladder now?
Yeah, okay, Big John. Look out, Mayor! Here I come.
Yeah, well, I'm almost up to the helicopter now, lad. Everything's just going fine. Nothing for you to be afraid of.
Hey, look at Sparky go up that ladder. That kid can really climb, can't he?
Aye, matey. I think Sparky would have made a good sailor. Where'd he ever learn to climb a rope ladder like that?
Oh, back home in Cincinnati, Sparky and his friends had a tree shack back in Wobbledings Woods. They had to climb up a rope ladder to get up into the shack.
Well, I'm up. Come on, lad. A few more steps and I'll give you a hand.
Well, Captain Squinty, see you in Florida.
Aye, matey. Up you go.
Come on, Big John. The mayor and I are already up here.
All right, I'm on my way up, Sparky. Hey, how about this? Just like Tarzan.
Hey, look at Big John. Nice going there, Big John. Nice going. Hey, you really can climb, all right.
Well, I should be able to. I had to climb up to your tree shack several times to get you to come home for supper.
Here you are, Buster. I'll help you get in here.
All right, Mayor. Thanks a lot. Here we go.
Hey, all set, pilot? All right, let's be on our way.
Here we go. Hey, you know, this is the first time I ever flew in a helicopter.
It doesn't seem to be much different than flying in an ordinary airplane.
This thing flies a lot faster than I ever thought it would.
Yeah, boy. Look how fast we're flying away from Captain Squinty's ship. Boy, the April Blossom sure does look pretty down there on the ocean, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Look at the big white ship with its sails just skimming over the blue water in the ocean. See that one over there? Look at that. Isn't that something? Huh?
Yeah. Well, won't be long and we'll be landing in Florida. Hey, look, there's land down there. That's Florida. Yeah, that's Florida, all right. See all the fancy white buildings?
That's right, lad, that's Florida. We're headed for that there airport over there. Can you see the airport right over there?
Yeah. Boy, we're coming in fast for our landing now.
Whoa! Beautiful! Beautiful! Sure looks pretty down there, Mayor.
Yeah. Sure reminds me of California. We were out there last year, remember that?
Better not let the Florida Chamber of Commerce hear you say that.
Well, here we are above the airport. Hey, boy, we're going straight down. Ugh, makes my stomach feel funny. Ugh.
Whoa, same here. Oh.
This is like riding in a real fast elevator.
Oh, this is quite a bit different than flying in a conventional airplane. Touchdown. Well, here we are, Mayor, on the ground already.
Yes, sir. What a ride. What a ride. Well, lad, open up the door and let's get out. Squint said he'd meet us at the Sailors and Seamen's Inn down by the docks.
I guess our best bet would be to go over by the administration building and see if we can get a taxi, Mayor. The ship won't be landing for another day or so. We're going to have to go to a hotel.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of taxi cabs over there by the administration building. I can see them from here.
Will we have time to go swimming in the ocean, Big John?
Sure, I suppose so. We'll be here for a few days before we'll be starting back home for Cincinnati.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's the matter, Mayor?
Did you hear somebody call him a name?
I didn't hear anything, Mayor.
Neither did I.
Oh, there. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah. Somebody's calling you, Mayor.
I heard it that time, too.
Oh, my goodness. Look over there, Buster. It's the Widow Dilly. Remember her? Last time we was down in Florida, she wanted to marry me.
Oh, my goodness, Miss Daffodil Dilly.
Hey, that is her, isn't it? Yes, Daffy Dilly. Come on, Buster. You too, lad. Let's go this way, and fast. I don't want her to catch up with me. She's got marrying ideas. Come on, let's go.
Oh, well, what do you know? Miss Daffodil Dilly is here at the airport, and she spied the mayor. Well, we'd better hurry up and get away from here, because if she gets us this time, maybe she'll want to have the mayor marry her. Oh, boy, if this isn't a mess. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's hide behind all these trucks and suitcases on this baggage car. I think we may have gotten away from her. Boy, that was a close call, Mayor. You remember the last time we were down here in Florida? That's when you first met Miss Dilly. And she fell in love with you and you almost married her. Blah. Love stuff. Blah. Boy, I wish we'd have stayed on Captain Squinty's ship now. Well, I sure hope Miss Dilly doesn't find us. Uh-oh, I just peeked around the corner of this pile of trucks and she's coming this way. Come on, Mayor. Come on, Big John. Let's run for that taxi cab. Maybe we can get away. I'll see you later, kids. Thank you.